Last week, the Department of Workforce Development rejected the complaints of 100 workers who said their wages don't comply with a state law that says, quote, wages shall not be less than a living wage. That's defined in statute as ensuring reasonable comfort, decency, and moral well-being. Peter Rickman of Wisconsin Jobs Now says the language of the statute has been used by other governors.
Governor Doyle, working through a wage advisory council chaired by Kurt Culver from the Culver's Restaurants. Governor Thompson doing so in a variety of different incarnations. And previous governors have all used this to increase the minimum wage. What is unique about this particular instance is that the process has been begun by and driven by underpaid workers themselves.
Rickman says usually calls for raising the wage come from the legislature or the governor. John Dipko of the Department of Workforce Development says most of the workers who complained about their wages are making more than the state's $7.25 an hour minimum wage. The department has also said many low-wage workers also receive food stamps or other government benefits that effectively raise their wage. Ed Lump of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association calls the lawsuit a campaign stunt funded by labor unions seeking to defeat Governor Walker.
They're spending literally thousands upon thousands of dollars to try various different methods, not so much to raise the minimum wage as to cause the discredit of what, in our opinion, is a very successful governor.
Lump says if the wage were raised, restaurant owners would have to lay off workers. But supporters of a change say states that raised the wage recently actually saw the number of jobs increase. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.